we're demonstrating to the world, but particularly to customers, that this technology actually works, that we can take a bale of straw and make that into ethanol.
Turning straw into fuel for your car is a neat trick being perfected here in Denmark. This factory in Kalundborg produces second-generation biofuels, meaning no food crops are used in the process.
So what we do here is we take straw, which is a residue, agricultural residue. We cook it under pressure, and we let it undergo an enzymatic treatment. We ferment it, and we distill it. And from that process, we will have ethanol, which can replace petrol in cars. We will have lignin, which can replace coal in power plants. And we will have a C5 molasses that can be used as a feed or as a booster for biogas production. I'm so glad I
woke up today. The factory should produce up to 5.5 million liters of fuel-grade bioethanol per year. Getting to that level is a big challenge.
When working with new technologies like these, it is always fairly easy to do it in the laboratory. The difficult part is to upscale it, and particularly to put it into an industrial scale or industrial conditions like we do here.
The plant is at the center of a European Union project, with researchers focusing on squeezing every last drop of energy from the straw.
One of the partners is a Dutch company, DSM, which has a technology to convert the molasses into ethanol. This means that we can increase the ethanol output from the same amount of straw.
The ethanol produced here is blended with petrol and sold around Scandinavia. But what interests Inbicon is selling its biofuel production technology rather than the output.
The next step is to find a place where we can build, or where somebody will build, a commercial scale plant, because this is a demonstration plant, but a real commercial scale plant would be 5 to 10 times as big as this one.